الله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. درود الشيخ الله. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, we were on the subject of the Khilafah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, and I wanted to explain how the transfer, how Khilafat was given to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, and for that it is important that we cover the last moments, the last few days of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. After Hajjatul Wida, the last Hajj, the farewell Hajj of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the year 11 Hijri, 29th Safar, 11th Hijri, on the 29th Safar, that was the beginning point of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's illness. The illness that came and eventually led to the demise, the death of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember that death comes to everyone. It is no disrespect of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if one attributes the word death or maut to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This no way is disrespecting the status of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very nice term that is used in the Urdu language, and that is why Urdu is very beautiful, and the English language can never be compared to the words that one can use, the phrases. The beautiful words some of the ulama use to describe the death of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is, they would say that aap alayhi salatu wa salam dunya se parda kar gaye. Aap alayhi salatu wa salam dunya se parda kar gaye. And this is with great honor and respect. But if one attributes the word maut or death to Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam in explaining the seerah of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, that is perfectly correct. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran in clear words, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرَّسُولِ. InshaAllah we will touch on that ayat kareema right at the end when it comes out from the mouth of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. At the end, after the 29th of Safar, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got very, very ill, and every day he would say that where I was to spend my night, and the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood that Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam did not wish to move from one house to another house, and it was easy for him to be based in one area, and for that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rested in the central chamber of the mosque, which was the chamber, the hujra of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed there until the end. That room was such that if Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam was to lift the curtain from the entry side, Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam would see exactly the area where the imam would stand and where the mihrab would be. At that time the mihrab was not there. Metaphorically speaking, where the imam would have stood. Going back, I think we have covered this, but very, very quickly to recap, because we had a session of the seerah that we missed out due to the Hajj program. 5 days before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on a Wednesday, the temperature rose very, very high. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam would faint, and when he would gain conscious again, he would say to the companions that pour on me 7 qirabs. Qirab is water skin in which water was contained, and the Arabs would take that qirab when they would travel. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that, put 7 qirabs on me from the water of the different wells of Madinatul Munawwara. And when the water was poured upon Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam felt much better. When he got conscious, he went straight to the masjid and he gave a khutbah. And at that time, the first khutbah was La'natullahi ala al-Yahudi wa al-Nasara. And he said, curse be upon the Yahud and Nasara, ittakhadhu kubur anbiya'ihim masajida, that they made the resting place of the prophets tombs that should be worshipped. Aur aaj duniya mein bid'at yahi se shuru ho jati hai. Aap alayhi salatu wa salam said, la tattakhidhu qabri wasnan yu'bad, that make sure where I am resting you are very, very careful, because you only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why until today we have no whereabouts of the resting place of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. We know where Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is, we know where Hazrat Umar Farooq is resting, we know where Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala is resting, we know where Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala is resting. We know a lot of the whereabouts of the companions, but as for the fourth Khalifa, Khulafai Rashidin, Sayyidina Ali, we don't know where he is. Reason being also is that you have a lot of people who do a lot of bid'aat, and if they knew where Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was, wallahu a'lam, only Allah knows what they would have done. And alhamdulillah, Allah gives jazai khair also to the people who are the caretakers of Haramain al-Sharifain. As far as bid'aat is concerned, they are very, very careful that nothing of the sort takes place in Masjid al-Haram and in Masjid al-Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the full knowledge. After that, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again I have selected from the khutbah of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam that part, excerpts which also direct us in this clear understanding that Khilafat should be given to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. This is what I'm trying to explain. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on a Wednesday, 5 days before his demise, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a khutbah and he said, Inna abdan khayyirallahu an yu'tiyahu min zahrati dunya ma sha'a wa bayna ma indahu fakhtara ma indahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a choice to the servant whether to choose this dunya or to choose the hereafter. And the servant has chosen the hereafter. When Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam gave this khutbah, the first man to cry in the masjid was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. The companion said that we noticed that there was this old man, as in the Arabs, the shuyukh would say this was a term, out of respect they would say that. And this was a respectful term when they would describe anyone who held that high position. And they noticed that it was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. When Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala crying and weeping, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if I was to take anyone as a very, very close friend, as in if I was to give my heart to someone, I would have done it to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and for he was very, very close to Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the heart of Muhammad Mustafa is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in that heart the place is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Us dil ke andar jagah se is kiske liye? Allah Rabbul Alamin. Alhamdulillah, in Jumu'ah today we covered that extensively. Alhamdulillah, today inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This heart, we give it to anybody. This heart, we are prepared to give anybody. And we should not give this heart to anybody, but only give it and reserve it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiyallahu ta'ala, the ustaz of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, one of the greatest muhaddith of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was young in his youth, he was infatuated with this young, very beautiful girl. And this was when he was very, very young. And this young lady said to him that, Abdullah, wait for me after 2 days in the night and I shall come to meet you. Hamare bhi bachche youth, they are 16, 17, 18, and they tell their parents that we are going for tuition. We are going here, we are going there. And only Allah knows where they are going. Only Allah knows where they are going. Bringing up children is very, very difficult in this society that we live in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. That is why constantly make this dua. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. When they are little, alhamdulillah, it is good. You can look after them. But when they become teens and when they grow up, 11-12 saal ke ho jaye, us waqt bas fikr sar par sawar ho jati hai. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the ummah of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. When you drive and pass some of the streets and what you see, I'm sure everybody sees here, Allahu Akbar, it is shocking. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, again, he was in that position. There was this very beautiful Arab girl and she said, Abdullah, meet me tonight, I shall come and I shall be with you. As Abdullah ibn Mubarak loved her so much that it was extremely cold. Jaise aaj kitni sardi hai. Very, very cold. And it was winter days, the nights were very, very long. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak says that there I was waiting for her in front of the house, waiting, waiting, she will come out, waiting. It was so cold, I was waiting out there in the cold, shivering. But she didn't come out, she didn't come out. 1 hour went past, 2 hours went past, 3 hours went past, 4 hours went past. A time came that the muazzin gave azan for Fajr. And he said, Hayya alal falah, hayya alal falah, as-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak, in his heart, he said that, he felt humiliated. He said that he stayed awake all night for a woman. And this is what happens. Huh? When you love someone who is a human being and things don't go right, you get depressed. Why do we get depressed? Because we've given our hearts to mortals, to bodies that will eventually die and perish. For if you had given your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is ever living. And nothing happens. Isiliye Allah walon ko dekhe mere azizo. For them, they can be in prison, they can be in jungle, they can be suffer, they can be in hazard. Wherever they are content. Why? Because their heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever happens is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the condition of every sahabi rasul, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi lazeem, if this was not the condition of every single sahabi, then Allah would have never given them the certificate of Jannah in the Quran. The only souls after Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam guaranteed Jannah for them. In virtually every surah of the Quran is Ashab Kiram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا أولئك حزب الله أولئك هم الراشدون رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. First para, Quran Kareem, you start. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَكُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Praises of Sahaba Kiram Ajma'in. You end the first para, praise of Sahaba Kiram Ajma'in. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَكَدِهِ تَدَوْا. One can continue and continue and continue. This is the mu'ajiza of Quran. These were people who took full control, my respected them. Abdullah ibn Mubarak felt humiliated. And in his heart, he said that, Allahu Akbar, if I would have stayed awake for this all night for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward Allah would have given me. I would have been from the muqarribeen, close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for this lady, and he went for fajr and he repented with sincerity. Tawbah kiya Allah ke samne. Sincere repentance. And it is said after that Abdullah ibn Mubarak changed his life, and he went and studied the hadith, and he became one of the greatest muhaddis of his time. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, student, and the teacher of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, the chain of narrators of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiyallahu ta'ala rahmatullah alayhi. Itne bare buzurg. So today we give our heart to anyone. We don't even look in what capacity this lady or this boy is. Is he a Sunni? Is he a Shia? What aqeedah they hold? Are they Muslims? Are they non-Muslims? And when you give your heart to someone, you want to make ta'wil and make 100 excuses. Oh no, it is fine to marry anybody who is from this Ahle Kitab, from this and this and that. Fasiq or fajir ho, and you want to marry. Allahu Akbar. Eventually that man becomes so blind and that girl becomes so blind that nothing works out right for them. Nothing works out right for them. Allahu Akbar. This is why Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has said, this is what the Quran has said, you give your heart to who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mujhe aapko tawfeeq de. The reason why dunya is suffering today is because dunya have not found Allah. Dunya have not found Allah. That is why you get all these people sick, depressed. Kya kare? Dunya mein hoon, dunya mein hoon, dunya ka talabgar nahi hoon. Dunya mein hoon, dunya ka talabgar nahi hoon. Bazaar se guzra hoon, kharidar nahi hoon. Dunya mein hoon, dunya ka talabgar nahi hoon. Bazaar se guzra hoon, kharidar nahi hoon. Inna dunya khulikat lakum. Everything in this dunya has been created for you. Allah has created everything for you. Ye the roof, asman, saqfam mahfooza, subhanallah. And wal arda fadashnaha fani'mal mahidun, and this beautiful carpet that you see, earth, everything is for insan. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ خُلِكَتْ لَكُمْ. Allah has created this earth for you. Everything in it is for you. وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. And you have been created for the hereafter. Dunya has been created for you, but you have not been created for dunya. For temporary reason, temporary reason. Hazaro pound insan kamata hai, still he is crying. Oh gee. Business you, business you, business you. There is no barkat. The person is seeing no barkat. He has got so much money. Maulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullah alayhi, he would teach hadith, and at that time his salary was 3 rupees. Kitne? 3 rupees. And ghar ka kharcha, the expenditure, everything in the house, the cost of living at that time for him was 2 rupees. And he would still save 1 rupee, and that 1 rupee he would give for charity every time. Every time he would give for charity. And today Allah has given us so much, still dunya, 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 dunya. Why? Because the heart, Allahu Akbar, the heart has been given to somebody else. That is why the greatest organ, the principal organ, the main organ in the human body is the heart. Dil, ala wa hiya al-qalb, Huzur alayhi salam, it says taqwa ha huna. And this is the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And they said that, subhanallah, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this heart is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, when they would sleep, it is said that their wuzu would be intact, it would not break. For the eyes would be shut, but the heart would be awake and the heart would say Allah, 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 and it would do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah ilayhi. Aisa na ho mere azizo ke hum kisi galat lela ke peeche par jaye aur hum naakam ho jaye. Isliye sahi lela mil jaye to usko biwi bana le, alhamdulillah nikah kar le aur zimmedari utha le, warna galat lela mil gayi to fir Allah bhi nahi milega. Layla mili, Allah nahi milega. Layla and Majnoon, Majnoon's father got so fed up with Qais, Majnoon. He said to Majnoon that your love story has become so famous that now everyone in the world is talking about you. So he started to hit the son. Forget Layla, forget Layla, forget Layla. And the father is the father. He took his son. Abba Abba hote hai, dil mein mohabbat hoti hai, kitna hi bole, ji, took his son, he says, let me take you to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in front of the Kaaba you repent. And Majnoon lifted up his hands and he's saying, Ilahi, tubtu min kullil ma'asi. He was a Muslim, aur nek aadmi tha, tahajjud guzar tha, tahajjud ke liye uthta. Ilahi tubtu min kullil ma'asi. Oh my Lord, I repent to you for all my sins. Ilahi tub. And he was such a learned man, he's making dua in sha'iri, in poetry. Ilahi tubtu min kullil ma'asi, walakin hubbu layla la atub. Allah, I repent to you for all my sins, but the love for Layla, I do not repent to you. I don't repent to you. Abba ne usko ek thappar maara. Guys, this is why I brought you here. Ilahi, I repent to you for everything, all my guna, but Allah, for my love for Layla, this is reserved, I don't repent to you. Or darbul masal ban gayi, it has become an example now, when you want to give an example of, oh, we have all this Romeo and Juliet, lekin hamare yahan to ye cheez qais tha, aur ye Layla, and ye Layla koi khas, khubsurat aurat bhi nahi thi. When the governor actually asked to see Layla, who she must be, he thought that she must be some very beautiful lady, but she was a very simple lady. And when he looked at Layla, Layla said to the governor that you are looking at me with your eyes, go to Majnoon and take his eyes and look at me, then you'll see my beauty. You are looking at me with your eyes. Go and take the eyes of Majnoon, poke his eyes out and put it in. And then you see me, then you'll see my beauty. As any logo, the ulama has said, if he had given his heart in that manner to Allah, oh, oh, oh. This is why Sahabi Rasul. It is said, dunya ke hazaro karoro awliya Allah. One cannot compare them with a single sahabi. Single sahabi. Why? Because of the condition of the heart. Aisa mazboot tha Allah ke saath. Subhanallah. And this was the tawajjuh, the athar of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. My young friends that are here, alhamdulillah, that we should take care. Our parents have worked so hard in nurturing us, in giving us the education, upbringing us. They've spent so much money on us. And when it comes to final decision, we become so independent. This is wrong. Every decision should be made collectively, with mashwara, with all the family members. Have that unity, be one, that bonding should be there. And this is the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dekhe na Bibi Fatima ki shadi kaise hui. Huzur alayhi salam ki marzi Hazrat Ali ke saath. Bas, shadi ho gayi. Subhanallah. So, this is very, very important, my respected brothers. This was 5 days before the demise of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Going on to Jumairat, Thursday, 4 days before the demise of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I had actually started this, brothers remember, on a Thursday, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked the companions there, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, to give him paper and pen. But Huzur alayhi salatu was salam was so ill that even while saying that, it was difficult for Huzur alayhi salatu was salam to be fully conscious in that manner, in that state. And Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an said to the companions that this is the position of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if we give him pen and paper, we are giving him takleef. Let him get better insha'Allah ta'ala, and whatever he wants to say to us, he can say to us after that. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unconscious. So pen and paper was not given. Now this event that has taken place, of where Hazrat Umar Farooq has said pen and paper must not be given to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahle Shia people have said, you see, on if Hazrat Umar gave Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pen and paper, then Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam would have written on that paper that after me Khilafat must be given to Hazrat Ali. I say, ullu longer. Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. Now this is on a Thursday. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka intiqal kab ho raha hai? Monday ko, peer ko. And remember, on a Thursday till Monday, what khutbah else Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam is going to give? But they are saying that no, Hazrat Umar Farooq stopped everything, for he knew everything, and the Khulafai Rashidin al-Iyazu billah, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Uthman and the rest of the companions, Hazrat Aisha, everyone, she played a role also, and she refused, and pen and paper was not given to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is not valid. Itni si baat. Hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Muhaddiseen have said that there was a possibility, great possibility, only Allah knows best. This was the condition of Huzur alayhi salam. But some of them say, wil azm bil jazm, with full conviction, they say that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's intention was that he wanted to write that the Jews must be expelled from the Arabian Peninsula at that time. Because these were the people who were causing fitna. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's fear was there that after Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, there is a possibility of civil war, of tribes fighting each other, and the Jews were notoriously known for that. So Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam wanted that the Jews should be expelled. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also wanted Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala anz, that military that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prepared in his own, in his lifetime. But at that time, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell ill, and Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala an could not make it to the borders of Palestine. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to ride to make sure that this military campaign continues even after the demise of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this was not written. This was not written. And this is in tariq a point where the Ahle Tash'i people say that no, this is the Khilafat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and they are completely wrong to say that. Why? Because on the same Thursday in Maghrib Salah, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got better. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got better, subhanallah. He got better, and in Maghrib Salah he read wal mursalati urfa fal aasifati asfa. And this is a long surah. I don't know if brothers remember, once Mufti Shabir Sahib came in this masjid and it was Maghrib Salah. Hamare to ustaz, so with respect we gave him the Maghrib Salah. And in Maghrib Salah he read wal mursalati urfa, and it was a very long namaz of Maghrib. A lot of people were looking at each other, not realizing that, well, wo to hai hi Mufti, he knew that in Maghrib to read wal mursalat is also a sunnah. It is also a sunnah. Because Huzur alayhi salatu was salam's namaz, Maghrib, the last Maghrib was in the qira'at of wal mursalati urfa fal aasifat isha. Now, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has revealed this ayah on him that your deen is complete. All the blessings Allah has kept in this deen of Islam. If Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam wanted to give khilafat to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, do you think that would have been difficult in giving him khilafat? SubhanAllah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamun Nabiyyin. What would be difficult for Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so confident. Sahaba Kiram ajma'in knew. It was all crystal clear that after Rasulullah there was none other worthy of Khilafat but Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, the senior man that was there. Hazrat Ali to nojawan the bilkul, was a young man as compared to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. These were the early Muslims, sabse pehle iman lane wale, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maghrib ki namaz paraye wal mursalat, and after Maghrib Salah he went back in his hujra, and again Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam fell unconscious. When he would open up his eyes, he would say to the people, is it time for prayer? Isha ka waqt ho gaya? Has azan been given? And the family members would say, Ya Rasulallah, we are waiting for you. Again Huzur alayhi salam would fall unconscious. Again when he would open his eyes, again he would repeat the same thing. Again Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fall unconscious. This happened 3 times. And after the 3rd time, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Aisha, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yusalli bin nas. Muru Aba Bakrin fal yusalli bin nas. This Muru means order Abu Bakr Siddiq that he must lead the people for prayers, for salat. Ye kitni saaf hadith, kitni saaf hadith. This is all again clear indication, isharat, that Khilafat will be transferred to who? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. The greatest position is the position of an imam, imamat. And here Huzur alayhi salam is saying, tell Abu Bakr Siddiq. So much so that Hazrat Aisha is saying to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she is trying to exempt the father from this position, and she's saying, Ya Rasulullah, my father has got a very soft heart. When he will stand on the musalla, this is your condition. He will only cry and cry and cry. Let Hazrat Umar Farooq be the imam. He is a strong man. And Huzur alayhi salatu was salam looked at Hazrat Aisha, and at that time, even whilst he was ill, Huzur alayhi salatu was salam got a bit angry and said to her, Inna kunna sawahibu Yusuf, muru Aba Bakrin fal yusalli bin nas. Have you become like the women in the time of Yusuf alayhi salam? Zalikha ki jo sahliya thi. Have you become like the women of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam in his time, that what I am telling you, you are saying no? Muru Aba Bakrin, what am I saying to you? Tell Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an to become imam. Ab aap bataye, Jannat mein jane wale log kaun hai? Kaun hai bhai? Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaat. Those who have the right belief, my respected brothers. Those who have the right belief. Zara barabar bhi aqeedah mein kharabi to fir galat hai. Jo aadmi sahabai kiram ajmaeen ko na maane, hum unko kyun maane? Hamara unke saath kya lena dena? To muru Aba Bakrin fal yusalli bin na. This was on day Thursday. Again, a lot of events have taken place. I am just taking out, selecting and choosing and showing you that comparison, the wording, where Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is there in the picture in the last few days of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On a Saturday, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets a bit better. Zuhur Salah, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is there sitting on the musalla. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam comes out from his chamber. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is very happy. Sahaba-i kiram ajma'een are happy. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is now moving back to become a muqtadi. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is pushing Abu Bakr, no, sit where you are, sit where you are. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam sat next to Abu Bakr Siddiq. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam stood up and he led the people to salah, but he said to Abu Bakr Siddiq, because of the weakness, because of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's health, the takbir did not come out very loud from the auspicious mouth. So it was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq who became the mukabbir and who was following the takbir after the takbir of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the imam was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the mukabbir was who? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. See that closeness, my respected brother. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahu Akbar, And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, following the takbir loudly, he said, Allahu Akbar. This was on a Saturday, Yawmul Sabt. Now we go to Yawmul Ahad on a Friday. Friday ko kya hua? Thursday se mass, Saturday par, Saturday se Sunday. Sunday, subhanallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he did. First of all, the slaves that were in the care of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on Sunday, he freed all the slaves. Har gulam ko azad kar. He freed all the slaves, and according to some of the riwayat, some money that was there, 7 dinar, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave that to charity. And what was in the house now? Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is emptying everything in the house. 7 dinars charity, Sunday. Gulam azad. At the end, what he noticed is that there were some weapons that were in the house that Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam had when he would go for jihad. Kuch aise hathiyar or kuch aise pehenne ke liye, zira wagera. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gifted that to the Muslimin. Everything is gone in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking in the house. The room is completely empty. So empty, my respected brothers, that in the night there was not even enough oil in the house so that Hazrat Aisha could burn the fire. Itna tel nahi tha. Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal-Akhireen. Sunday, nothing in the house, completely empty. Tel tha, sab kuch Allah ki raah mein. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is in that position. At the end, some oil from the neighbors was brought, and lights was lit in the chamber of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On a Monday, Fajr Salah, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got a bit better. And remember, my respected brothers, some of the ulama have said that generally, when death comes close to a person, there is this pattern that he always gains health, he always gets better. He gets better, and the family members feel that now he's better. And then after getting better, death comes to him generally. So he is ill, very ill. But then there is this pattern that he gets better. And then after getting better, if Allah wills, death comes to him. But we don't need to get worried, eh? Hum ghabra jayenge, humare saath kya suluk ho raha hai, acche honge, kya hoga? Like, this is the pattern generally. And here we see that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not feeling well, and at the time of Fajr on a Monday, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is feeling a bit better, and then Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam sat up, and subhanallah, just picture Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the beautiful sahaba ikram ajma'in alayhi. Sare sahabi wa. Ye angels, sare sahabi wahan. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is in the room. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opens the curtain to one side, and the companions say that this noor that came out from the chamber, the hujra of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was such that in the hadith the companions have described that كَأَنَّهُ وَرَقَةُ مُصْحَفٍ. The face of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was full of nur, as if one page of the Quran has been opened up in front of us. As if the page of a Quran is opened up. Subhanallah. And the greatest nur for the companions that they could see was also in the Quran, and they saw the same nur on the face of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, again, he stood up and he was moving back to his position. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked in the masjid all around, looking at all the companions and gave a smile to all the Sahaba-e-Kiram ajma'een. And as Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was moving back, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made ishara to him. Now what is this ishara? Again, all these isharat. Who else can you give khilafat to? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is moving back, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying no. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, fulfilling the command and order of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sat there. The companions felt that today we feel that Huzur alayhi salam will come out. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again shut the curtain to his door and made ishara that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq must start his salah. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq became the Imam of Fajr Salah. This was his last Salah whilst Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Hayat alive. Kehte hai kul 17 Salat Siddiq Akbar ne parai. Wallahu A'lam. And after the Salah, Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a bit better. Siddiq Akbar came to him. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq met him and took permission from him and said to him, there was another house, a family of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq on the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara, As-Sanna karke jaga. And he said to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, O Prophet of Allah, if you are in good health, give me permission just to go out of Madinatul Munawwara and I shall come back very, very quickly. Kuch kaam tha, wahan ghar wale the, family members were there. And they were very careful of حُقُوقُ النَّاسِ, the duty of the people and family members. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and said to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, you can go, inshaAllah ta'ala. As we come to the last day, inshaAllah ta'ala, I don't want to rush this. We will continue with this, inshaAllah, in the next session. Durus Sharif Palle. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. Brothers are also reminded not to forget that on a Monday we have Sheikh Zulfiqar Sahib, a great buzrug, a great scholar, Naqshbandi silsile ke bahut bade buzrug hai. MashaAllah, he is going to come on a Monday. All the brothers that are sitting here, MashaAllah, please make sure you come on a Monday after Isha Salah. The bayan will take place in Masjid-e-Umar. And let also other brothers know, they will benefit inshallah when you sit in his majlis. When you sit in his majlis, the bayan that he does, it is full of nur, inshallah, and you will witness that. So don't miss this opportunity. Jazakallah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa mawlana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-'afwa wal-'afiyata fid dunya wal akhirah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka 'abduka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka 'abduka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa antal musta'an wa 'alaykal balagh. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.